Part 2, Human Warmth and Compassion. Chapter 5, A New Model for Intimacy.
Within all beings, there is the seed of perfection. However, compassion is required in order to activate that seed, which is inherent in our heart and minds.
Satisfying and fulfilling human relationships is a key ingredient to a happier life, and I spent some time discussing the subject with the Dalai Lama. One afternoon, while sitting in a hotel lobby waiting for my meeting with him to begin, I'd been absently reading the personal section of a local alternative newspaper. Densely packed pages of people searching desperately to connect with another human being. Still thinking of those ads as I sat down to begin my session with the Dalai Lama, I asked if he ever got lonely. To my surprise, he said no. I asked him why that was.
I think one factor is that I look at any human being from a more positive angle. I try to look for their positive aspects. This attitude immediately creates a feeling of affinity, a kind of connectiveness, and it may partly be because on my part, there is less apprehension, less fear, that if I act in a certain way, maybe the person will lose respect or think that I am strange. So, because that kind of fear and apprehension is absent, there's a kind of openness.
Loneliness is so pervasive in our society that I never expected to confront anyone who did not experience it. The Dalai Lama's explanation surprised me, and I wondered how one could develop that degree of comfort with other people, free from a fear of being disliked or judged by others, and maintaining that feeling of genuine connection with others to the point of never feeling lonely.
My basic belief is that you first need to realize the usefulness of compassion. Once you accept the fact that compassion is not something childish or sentimental, realize its deeper value, then you immediately develop an attraction towards it, a willingness to cultivate it. And once you encourage the thought of compassion in your mind, once that thought becomes active, then your attitude towards others changes automatically. That will automatically reduce fear and allow an openness with other people. It creates a positive, friendly atmosphere. With that attitude, you can approach a relationship in which you, yourself, initially create the possibility of receiving affection or a positive response from the other person. That kind of openness at least allows the possibility of having meaningful conversation with them, even if they are unfriendly at first, but without the attitude of compassion. If you are feeling closed, irritated, or indifferent, then you can even be approached by your best friend and you just feel uncomfortable. I think that in many cases people expect the other person to respond to them in a positive way first, rather than taking the initiative themselves to create that possibility. I feel that's wrong, and can act as a barrier that just serves to promote a feeling of isolation from others. So if you wish to overcome the feeling of isolation and loneliness, I think that your underlying attitude makes a tremendous difference. And approaching others with a thought of compassion in your mind is the best way to do this.
In addition to our private discussions, the Dalai Lama had introduced the idea of compassion in his public talks as well. He explained in detail the importance of our compassionate interaction with other sentient beings, and stressed the importance of understanding that life is made up of inextricable links to other people, both known and unknown, on whom we depend. I sat among the crowd of 1,500 people that afternoon, listening to him speak of these ideas, but for some reason I felt a certain instinctive resistance to what he was saying. Although I've always highly valued my family and friends, I've always prided myself on self-reliance and considered myself to be an independent person. Secretly, perhaps, I've tended to regard overly dependent people with a kind of contempt, a sign of weakness. Yet that afternoon, as the Dalai Lama spoke, something happened. As our dependence on others was not my favorite topic, my mind had started to wander and I found myself absently removing a loose thread from my shirt sleeve. As the Dalai Lama spoke about how we are all dependent on others' efforts and cooperation, I began to think about all the people who were involved in the making of my shirt. I started by imagining the farmer who grew the cotton. Next, the salesman who sold him the tractor to plow the field. Then the hundreds or even thousands of people involved in manufacturing that tractor, including the people who mine the ore to make the metal for each part of the tractor, and all the designers of the tractor. Then, of course, the people who processed the cotton and wove the cloth, the people who cut, dyed, and sewed that cloth, the cargo workers and truck drivers delivering it to the store, and the salesperson who sold it to me. It occurred to me that virtually every aspect of my life came about as a result of other people's efforts. My precious self-reliance was a complete illusion. As this realization dawned on me, I was overcome with a profound sense of the interconnectedness and interdependence of all beings. I felt a softening, something. It made me want to cry.